Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and it's time for class session 589. Now, we've been talking about one of the most wicked women in the Bible. Her name was Athaliah, the daughter of Jezebel, and Jezebel herself was wicked. But Athaliah was so wicked she killed her grandsons in order that she could become queen. She thought she had wiped out the line of David, but it was not to be. She was also trying to turn Jerusalem from the worship of Jehovah to Baal worship, and that fails as well. As this young King Joash becomes king, and he returns the worship of Israel back to God. Well, we're going to read what happened, or we've already studied what happened, how that Joash was hidden from her, and at the age of 7 years old, he was crowned king, and the kingdom turned from Athaliah to the honoring of Joash, and the people were so glad and rejoicing. And now we're going to read about how Athaliah took this development. And as you could suppose, she did not take it very well. We're going to read from 2 Kings chapter 11, verses 13 through 18. And it says, "When Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the house of Jehovah, and she looked, and behold, the king stood by the pillar as his manner was, and the captains and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, 'Treason, treason!'" Well, she should know. And then verse 15, "And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds that were set over the host, and said unto them, 'Have her forth between the ranks, and him that followeth her slay with the sword. For the priest said, Let her not be slain in the house of Jehovah.' So they made their way to her, and she went by the way of the horse's entry into the king's house, and there she was slain. And Jehoiada made a covenant between Jehovah and the king and the people, that they should be Jehovah's people, between the king also and all the people. And all the people of the land went to the house of Baal and brake it down. His altars and his images brake they in pieces thoroughly, and slew Matin, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of Jehovah." Now, we'll be looking at that verse by verse in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying the history that we find in the Old Testament and using as a help in our study the notes that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday school. And this is the Sunday schools of this particular lesson, the Sunday schools of May 11th, 1924. Now let's return to our text. This is 2 Kings 11, 13 and 14. "And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the house of Jehovah, and she looked, and behold, the king stood by the pillar, as the manner was, and the captains and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, 'Treason, treason.'" Here's Elam's notes. "When Athaliah heard the shout, 'Long live the king,' and the noise of the people running and praising the king, 2 Chronicles 23:12, she came to the people into the house of Jehovah, that is, she pressed in among those in the temple, and saw the young king standing by the pillar, the margin says, on the platform, as the manner was, and took in the situation at once and rent her clothes and cried, "Treason, treason!" Thus her brother said, "This is treachery," when Jehu slew him and her son. Now, verse 15, we read, "And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds that were set over the host, and said unto them, Have her forth between the ranks, and him that followeth her slay with a sword. For the priest said, Let her not be slain in the house of Jehovah." Elam's notes say, Jehoiada commanded that she should be put out of the temple between the ranks and killed, not killed in the temple. Jehoiada also commanded that whosoever followed her should be slain. In 2 Kings 11 and verse 16, so they made way for her, and she went by the way of the horses' entry into the king's house, and there she was slain. In Elam's notes, the guards did as Jehoiada commanded and made way for her, and she went by way of the horses' entry into the king's house, and there she was slain. There was a gate called the Horse Gate. By the entrance of this gate, Athaliah went to the king's house, where she was slain, 2 Chronicles 23 and verse 15. And then verse 17, "And Jehoiada made a covenant between Jehovah and the king and all the people, that they should be Jehovah's people, between the king also and all the people." So, with that one covenant, one between Jehovah and the king, one between the king and the people, all covenanted to be true to God and their king. And so these last few verses, all the people of the land went down to the house of Baal and break it down, his altars and his images, break they in pieces thoroughly. And they slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars, and the priest appointed officers over the house of Jehovah. So the people went to the house of Baal and destroyed it, its altars, its images, and slew the priests. Then the young king, accompanied by the guard, was removed from the temple to the king's house and placed on the throne of the kings. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. Let me read the last two verses of 2 Kings chapter 11. This is verses 19 and 20. "And he took the captains over hundreds, and the chariots, and the guard, and all the people of the land, and they brought down the king from the house of Jehovah, and came by way of the gate of the guard unto the king's house, and he sat on the throne of kings, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, and Athaliah they had slain with the sword at the king's house." Well, it was a terrible period in the time of Israel under Athaliah, wasn't it? And it came to a terrible end. But now another son of David has once again been seated on the throne, and through that son, God is going to fulfill those promises he made to David and Abraham, because through him is going to come the coming of the Messiah, Christ our King. Now that ends the Sunday school lesson, but there is a little poem right at the end that I think it would be good for us to read. "After the toil and trouble cometh a day of rest. After the weary conflict, peace on the Savior's breast. After the care and sorrow, the glory of light and love. After the wilderness journey, Father's bright home above. After the night and darkness, the shadows all flee away. After the day of sadness, hope sheds her bright ray. After the strife and struggle, the victory is won. After the work is over, the Master's words, well done." And with that, I'll turn the page. And I see that the Sunday school lesson we have next is about Isaiah and the Assyrian crisis. This is the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared, the notes for this lesson, that he prepared for the Sunday schools of May 18th, 1924. And to prepare ourselves for this lesson, we're going to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 37. And I'll begin reading that now. Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of Jehovah. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders and the priests, covered with sackcloth, and to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of contumely, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. And it may be Jehovah thy God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which Jehovah thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left. Isaiah 37 and verse 5. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said unto them, Thus shalt thou say to your master, Thus saith Jehovah, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, and he shall hear tidings, and shall return to his own land. And I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Isaiah 37 and verse 8. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish, and he heard say concerning Trachanah, king of Ethiopia, He has come out to fight against thee. And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah the king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria has done to all the lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Hath the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed? Gozan, and Haran, and Rebzeh, and the children of Eden that were in Telazar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arpad, and the king of the Seraphim, of Hena, and of Iva? This is Isaiah 37:14. And Hezekiah received the letter from his hand of the messengers, and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of Jehovah, and spread it before Jehovah. And Hezekiah prayed unto Jehovah, saying, O Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel that sitteth above the cherubim, Thou art the God, even Thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, and Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Jehovah, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, who he hath sent to defy the living God. Of a truth, Jehovah, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the countries in their land, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Jehovah, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art Jehovah, even thou only. Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 21. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, wherein thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Syria, This is the word which Jehovah hath spoken concerning him. And then we're going to read those words. I don't have time to complete this chapter. Mark Isaiah chapter 37, and we'll return to that in the next class.